Be a part of the show at 336-3700 or toll-free 1-800-529-KBOI. Now, back to Casper and Chris on News Talk KBOI.
208-336-3700, pound 670 on your Verizon wireless. Phone lines are open if you want to participate in the show. Also, email us, Chris at KBOI.com, Mike at KBOI.com. Text message in writes, the Ammon for Governor commercials are going to be fantastic.
The ones that will show up after the primary.
Yeah, because he's running as an independent. So if he does continue, as he said, to run against whoever wins the primary, I'm sure he will be running commercials just like everybody else.
More than likely.
I wonder how he's doing. I doubt if he's going to attack anybody.
I wonder how he's doing on fundraising.
Red Cross, it's kind of a cool story. Once again, we're heading into summer months. The 100 deadliest days of the year happen from Labor Day to Memorial Day. More car accidents happen than any other time. More accidents happen. So the American Red Cross going to be looking for blood donors again, and they're offering some big incentives to ensure supplies are adequate during those summer months. Anyone who donates through May 19th will receive a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice. Here's the best part. They'll automatically be entered to win a travel trailer camper.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Additionally, anyone who donates between May 20th and May 31st will receive a 20-ounce Red Cross aluminum water bottle and customizable sticker set while supplies last. Donations typically dip during the summer month just as more blood donations are needed. And for those of you who would like to schedule an appointment and help out in the blood drive, you can make your appointment to donate blood, platelets, or plasma. Red Cross Blood Donor app, you can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-CROSS. That's 1-800-2767. All blood types are needed. And who knows, maybe you'll get a camper trailer. At the very least, you're going to get a $10 e-gift card to go shopping. Maybe you can buy one of those banned books.
And then if things start to go sour, you can just live in that camper trailer.
208-336-3700, pound 670 on your Verizon Wireless. It's time for our final check on sports once again this morning with Rick Worthington, brought to you by Fat Guy's Fresh Deli, not just in Meridian any longer, in Meridian off Wells Avenue and also off Gowan Road in the old Quiznos location. Get in for your lunch today. They open up at 10:30 every day, Monday through Saturday.
Good morning. We start with the NBA playoffs. Two games were played yesterday. The first was pretty good. The second one, not very. But we did see the Milwaukee Bucks squeak by the Boston Celtics to take a 3-2 lead yesterday. Here's how it happened.
Well, one with a lot of thought toward Friday. Missed the second. A collision for the rebound. Portis has got it. Shoots off the glass and scores. Timeout Boston. It's a three-point trip for the Bucks, who grabbed the lead at 108-107. This is Milwaukee's first lead since it was 32-30. Bobby Portis, 14 points, none bigger than those two to go along with his double-digit rebounds. None bigger than that one right there.
And there you have it. The Bucks play defense at the other end, and they win 110-107, and Milwaukee now leads that series 3-2. Now, the Greek Freak is just that. He scored 40 points in yesterday's game. Holiday put in 24. They got some points from Portis off the bench. And, the Celtics, on the other hand, Tatum is great. He scored 34. Brown gave him another 26 points. They had 30-some points off the bench as well, but that was the better game of the night. The other one involved the Memphis Grizzlies just dismantling the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors still lead the series 3-2. Final score, 134-95. Don't know what to tell you about that, other than it was just a straight-up butt-kicking, and Golden State, as you know, they're pretty good, probably will rebound from that loss. But again, 134-95 the final, and that sets a couple games up for tonight as well. The 76ers take on Miami. The Heat lead 3-2, and Phoenix will try and close out the Dallas Mavericks. They're up 3-2 in that series as well. I'm Rick Worthington.